Good morning. After bringing us a delightful weekend, high pressure will continue to dominate the weather picture across interior New York and New England early this week. Another mostly clear and crisp start across the area, with many locations once again waking up in the 40s and lower 50s. With abundant sunshine, we'll have a quick turnaround back through the 50s and 60s, and with afternoon highs in the mid-70s, it'll be comfortable with low humidity. The nice weather will continue into tonight with clear skies and light winds. Again, lows will drop back into the upper 40s and lower 50s by sunrise on Tuesday. This nice stretch of weather will continue, and high pressure on Tuesday will gradually slide off the coast. This will allow a little more moisture back into the air, but still very pleasant with a mix of sun and clouds. Highs will bounce back up toward the 80-degree mark. As we get into the day on Wednesday, we'll track the next front in our direction from the Great Lakes. Some more clouds will move in on Tuesday night, and by Wednesday, we'll look for partly sunny skies, and eventually a few scattered showers and thunderstorms will develop, especially during the afternoon hours. Before the showers and thunderstorms arrive, high temperatures will reach to about 80. Depending on how fast that front moves through, it looks like we could still see a few lingering showers, especially in New England on Thursday. Otherwise, a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the lower 80s. Right now, it looks dry on Friday, and to start the weekend on Saturday, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds both days with highs in the lower 80s before another chance of showers shows up by Saturday night and Sunday afternoon in the upper 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, well above normal to record-breaking temperatures are expected to continue across the southwest into the southern plains. Heat advisories and excessive heat watches are in effect across a large portion of southeastern New Mexico and western Texas, where daytime temperatures are forecast to climb well into the 100s both days. Temperatures are expected to increase from above normal today to much above normal by tomorrow across Northern California and the Pacific Northwest. An excessive heat watch is in effect for inland portions of southwestern Oregon and northwestern California, where temperatures are expected to climb into the triple digits. Meanwhile, showers and storms will continue to develop ahead of a front as it moves across the upper Mississippi Valley and toward the Great Lakes, while dropping southeast through the central plains into the lower Missouri and mid-Mississippi valleys. Some of the storms will become severe, producing damaging winds and large hail from St. Louis back into eastern Kansas and down to Oklahoma City. Behind the front, below to much below average temperatures are forecast to spread south and east into the central plains. And Tropical Storm Dorian continues to draw closer to the Windward Islands, where tropical storm warnings are in effect. Some strengthening is expected as this storm approaches the Caribbean by the middle of the week. At Mount Washington, mostly sunny skies and 39 degrees, with an east wind at 18 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 40 degrees. In Albany this morning, mostly sunny skies and 50 degrees, the dew point 45, 83% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.12 inches and falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 116 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 30 at Grand Lake and Kremmling, both in Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City becoming mostly sunny in the mid-70s, Boston mostly sunny near 70, and in Buffalo partly sunny with highs in the upper 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 77 degrees, the low 61. The average temperature 69, that's right on normal for this time of year. No precipitation yesterday, 4.08 inches for the month, which is 1.21 inches above normal, and 28.94 inches for the year, which is 3.38 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 79 degrees, the average low, 59, the record high, 98, set in 1948, and the record low, 40, in 1942. Sunrise this morning was at 6:13 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:40 p.m., 13 hours and 27 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and pleasant today with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and pleasant today with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and pleasant today with highs in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and pleasant today with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny and pleasant today with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds but staying dry with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday, near 80. A mix of sun and clouds, still the risk of a shower on Thursday in the lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds both Friday and Saturday with both days in the lower 80s. And a mix of sun and clouds with the chance of a shower Sunday with highs in the upper 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.